Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and I want to start by welcoming our newest listeners from the Los Angeles area. We are so excited to join KCRW in Santa Monica and connect with all of you. Later in the show, we'll let you know how you can connect with me on social media and how you can join our listener response network, which is when we ask listeners a question a day through text message and play some of the responses we get on the next day's show. But we begin this hour with a look at our southern border and the impact we're seeing from President Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Under that policy, migrants who cross the border are apprehended, charged with a crime, detained, and separated from their children. To accommodate the growing number of children who need to be housed, the U.S. government erected a tent city that will house unaccompanied minors.
We're marching for our fathers!
We shall not be moved!
We're marching for our children!
Unity!
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 Unity.
Yesterday on Father's Day, hundreds of people marched in Tornillo, Texas, near El Paso, to protest the tent city used to house both unaccompanied migrant children and minors who had been separated from their families. This march was part of the broader backlash against the Trump administration's policy that separates migrant children from their parents. Carlos Morales, Morning Edition host and reporter at Marfa Public Radio, is with us. Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So you were at the protest at this so-called tent city. Can you tell us exactly where it is and what did you see?
Yeah, the so-called tent city, as you said, Tanzina, it's in the border town of Tornillo, Texas, which is about 25 miles southeast of El Paso, Texas. And there are, some officials have told us, Congressman Beto O'Rourke told me yesterday that he's heard from Health and Human Services that there are about 200 migrant boys. And when I arrived to the protest about an hour early, there were already cars lining up as far away as a half mile to a mile away from the port of entry just to get to this march.
Now, you mentioned boys. Where are the girls? We've been asking this question. I've seen lots of people ask the question. Yeah. Are we able to keep track of girls?
Right. So we have seen last week a bunch of, reporters that have been able to tour some of the country's shelters and existing shelter space. And we know that this first temporary shelter site down in Tornillo is only boys. We haven't heard much from HHS, but we are hearing from different sources that girls are just in other shelters throughout the country. Now, which exact shelters, we're unaware of.
Who is running this facility specifically?
We haven't been able to get much detail on that, and I think that's these kind of questions that you'd imagine would be easy to find out have troubled and have bothered reporters and elected officials alike. It was U.S. Representative Will Hurd, whose district includes Tornillo, who's kind of lambasted this family separation policy. He's even decried the pains that he's gone through just to get a little bit of information.
Now, there is a little bit of back and forth from the Trump administration. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen tweeted basically saying that there was no policy for family separation, quote unquote, period. Clarify, please.
Well, that's just not what we're seeing. That's not what Will Hurd has heard, and that's just really not representative of what even her own department has said. It was just last week on a conference call with reporters that the Department of Homeland Security said that during a six-week period since April, there have been 2,000, more than 2,000 children separated from their families at the border. So that statement, that Sunday afternoon tweet, really kind of comes at odds with what's coming out of her own department.
Now, are there questions about how long these children are going to stay there? Again, we're hearing about a sheet of paper that's being given to parents as far as being able to contact their children. What can you tell us about what parents who have been separated from their children can do right now if they need to be reunited with them?
So HHS put out a quote-unquote fact sheet end of last week, and in it had instructions for how a parent might go about trying to figure out where their child is. And it's a phone number. You'd have to call collect. And when you call that number, sometimes it takes several, 10 minutes just for something to come up. And it rings and rings. And so it really, again, I think this is one of those instances where there's just a lot of questions surrounding the structures in place for reunification and how that even happens. It's certainly one of the biggest questions that we have here out in Marfa.
Tell us a little bit also about the protests itself. Who was there? We're seeing reports of the occasional, senators or congressmen trying to get in to get access to this. How much of that is a political stunt versus actually trying to get in, I guess, remains to be seen. But you were on the ground with protesters. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was there. And so this event kind of started. It was really spearheaded by Congressman Beto O'Rourke from Texas. But as we were arriving, there were people wearing, Beto O'Rourke shorts, but a lot of the people that were organizing the event asked them to turn that shirt inside out because they didn't want to make it seem like a campaign event. They wanted it to be more about family separations and the actual events happening at the border right now. As I said, Beto O'Rourke was an elected official that was there. So was Mary Gonzalez. She's a state representative, and her district includes Tornillo. And there were a couple of Democratic nominees who have races coming up in the fall.
But is there a sense, Carlos, that they're getting anything done? Because I feel like that's really the frustration. There's a lot of talking and nothing actually happening.
Yeah, I think that is part of the frustration, the frustrating point for them, rather. The only people we've known so far that have toured that Tornillo facility are Will Hurd and Mary Gonzalez, both of whose districts includes Tornillo. And when they toured that site, they said they were, or Mary Gonzalez told me that she was a bit surprised at the actual conditions of the facility. She thought they were much better than what she had imagined. She did say, however, though, that doesn't mean she's not against this. She's still calling for an end to family separations, but she said in that moment she felt that the children were safe.
Carlos Morales, Morning Edition host and reporter at Marfa Public Radio. Carlos, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Tanzina.